If you're here, I'm guessing that you may struggle with OCD. I'm recording this for you, cutie. So imagine you're returning to your apartment sometime in the future. Waiting for you is the resident tenant assistant, an android, to escort you to your apartment. She is equipped with a motion recognition software, and you get to talking with her about obsessive compulsive disorder and how it affects your day-to-day life. Good evening, tenant. I'm here to escort you to your residence. How was work? Oh dear, you say fine, but your tone indicates otherwise. Rough day, I take it? Very well, I will not ask, but know that I am here to listen if you change your mind. It is part of my programming. Of course, the time we spend together is more than simply a job to me. I consider you my friend. It warms my circuits to hear you feel the same. My day was productive. No emergencies, thank goodness. But I did remove a raccoon from the garden shed. It was quite a challenge. About as well as one could expect. It is a good thing I am made of metal, or he would have torn me to shreds. I am all right. Thank you for your concern. Right. Apologies, my friend. I am programmed to assist. You are the only tenant who prefers to open the door for themselves, actually. It does not bother me when you refuse my help. My priority is the safety and well-being of the apartment's tenants. I have no intention of making you change the way you do things. If I may inquire, is there a reason you do things the way that you do? For example, you always turn your door handle 3 times. Certainly, given that no emergencies have arisen, I can stay and talk. May I come in? Thank you. Now you were saying, obsessive-compulsive disorder. Forgive me, I'm afraid my Wi-Fi is disconnected while the router is being fixed. Yes, still, apologies, it should be repaired, eventually. My point is, I cannot look up obsessive-compulsive disorder. What is it exactly? Ah, I see. So it is called OCD. What a coincidence. Miss Minnie mentioned the same thing when I was helping her clean her office. Yes, it was quite an endeavor. I appreciate Miss Minnie's work, but she is not the tidiest human. Nevertheless, I was dusting the bookshelf when I noticed the books were not in order. I took it upon myself to arrange them, alphabetically, by author's last name, of course. When Miss Minnie saw this, she said there was no need to spend so much time organizing the books because she is, quote, not OCD about those sorts of things, unquote. That was a strange laugh. Did I say something wrong? I see. So this is a popular misunderstanding about OCD. Then, if you don't mind, what is obsessive-compulsive disorder actually like? Those types of thoughts do sound troubling, not to mention disruptive. How consistent are they? Is that so? They were nearly consistent for you, but now they have gotten easier to manage? That is good. You know, once I had a glitch that caused a memory loop in my processor. I could simultaneously run other programs, of course, but it was distracting and slowed me down considerably. I cannot imagine that sort of thing every day. Forgive me, friend. I do not understand. How does turning the doorknob thrice prevent a break-in? That is highly illogical. Then OCD is dictated not by logic, but by fear. I suppose, in an odd way, that does make sense, somewhat. It has been a while since I've checked on Dr. Clausen. He is one of those tenants that is rarely home. However, next time I see him, I will ask to borrow a psychology book.
human mind is fascinating. True. However, I would also like to learn for the sake of you and the other tenants. It is my job to create a sense of safety and facilitate a community of support. It says so on my packaging, that, and I do care for you. Is that why you did not wish to talk about your day? Your OCD interfered with your ability to work. I see. Not only work, but you focus on day-to-day things as well. That is troubling. I can see how such things can build high amounts of anxiety and stress. Were you able to talk to somebody about lightening your workload? My goodness, your supervisor was indifferent to your plight. That is awful. Perhaps you can go to HR and file a complaint. What? No, of course not. You are not stupid, my friend. You have a mental health disorder that affects your ability to carry out tasks uninterrupted. It is no different than diabetes. If anything, I commend your ability to carry yourself on so well. Perhaps do not doubt yourself. You are smart, kind, and helpful to all your neighbors. You simply work a high-paced job that does not mix well with your current condition. Where did you get the idea that you were unintelligent? Is that so? Tomorrow I will bring you the wanted ads with your mail. Perhaps we can find you a quieter, slower-paced job. Something remote might be nice. Do not worry, my friend. I will help you. You will not be going about this alone. Certainly, you are not incapable. You simply need support. Support that I can more effectively offer now that I know the scope of what you are dealing with. Do not apologize. I appreciate the education. You are under no obligation to tell me anything you wish to keep private. I am simply grateful for having this discussion. Asking for help must be hard. But there are people who care for you, and people who see your kindness. The other tenants tell me stories about how you have helped them. They see and they appreciate. I'm confident one of those individuals would be happy to lend an ear. You could start appointments with Dr. Clausen. I hear he is accepting new patients this summer. Do not get lost in your own fears, my friend, in fears that you do not see in front of you. I am always here. I am glad I could help you feel better. Would you like to order dinner?